You're listening to the Podcast Detroit Network. Visit www.podcastdetroit.com for more information.
What up, though? Tell me what you want again.
You a badass bitch. Yeah.
Tell them the name of the show. I don't do that. They know the name of the show. Yeah, I don't do that. That's your show. Not mine. Two different people.
Yeah.
Well, I'm excited that I'm back. Yes, Antoine.
A brief, my brother Antoine.
A brief intermission.
I'm excited that I'm back.
Yes. Yeah, it was a brief intermission.
My brother Antoine. That's Mickey. Y'all know her.
Yeah.
I want to ask Mill some questions because
not having a good day, so it's not. Because
we obviously see that
it's Mill's birthday,
and you're irritated.
I didn't want it to be mentioned on my show.
Oh, oh well, I'm sorry. It's already I broke that information. Already I didn't mean to reveal that information.
And
I said that earlier.
She just wasn't listening at all.
Oh,
no,
yeah,
I
we
said
did.
It's me, and then she said I'm 30, but that was your show.
Okay.
Yeah, but I didn't know you didn't want me to reveal that. I'm sorry.
Okay.
I didn't mean to, but now that I did,
we
it's out there.
We trying to take your lead, but you're
yes,
not giving us much of a lead.
It's Mill's birthday, and I just want people to understand that Mill is 30.
That's a lot.
And a lot of people don't get to see 30. And it's a blessing that she's here. It's a total blessing that we all are here. But when you reach certain milestones in your life, it's just always a good thing to be very gracious and very humble about it. So I just want to say happy birthday to my
again,
love.
Happy
my
birthday.
My Millerine.
Thank you.
Hey.
Okay. Yes.
Alrighty.
Mm-hmm.
What do you have planned for the weekend, Mill?
Nothing.
Why?
Because I don't.
Do you see how difficult she's being right now?
I mean, no, it's I don't ever do anything for my birthday, and then no one loves me that much to do stuff for me for my birthday. So.
Okay.
What are you talking about? I don't get
I'm
it.
I'm just kidding. But no, I'm not doing anything. I'm not doing anything for my birthday. I'm not. No.
So I guess what you're doing this. You are doing something. You're doing this.
Yeah.
I always do this, so it's not like a big deal.
Well, do you want me to take you to get some ice cream after this?
Mm-mm.
It's an ice cream place, literally, right next door. It's ice cream.
Do you want a little ice cream and a
candle?
You
want to go to the bar?
No.
It's a bar, like a couple of steps away from
me. We are in Royal Oak, which is a jump, hop, skip away from Ferndale and Main Street. Shout out to Royal Oak.
Yeah, shout out to Royal
Oak. And shout out to Main Street. MainStreet. Sometimes I get a little jumbled with words. But shout out to Royal Oak. Shout out to Main Street because that is one of their most popping streets. And when I say that, it's because all the bars and restaurants and wineries and all of those things are right there on Main Street. So if you ever feel like you need somewhere to go to hang out, Main Street is your place to go when living in Royal Oak or living in the surrounding areas and want to try something new.
Yeah. Well, you're on my show, a blind chick, so what do you do?
What do I do?
Yeah,
I'm an actor. I'm a CNA. I'm a Uber, Lyft, DoorDash, a Grubhub driver.
Postmates.
Postmates.
That's where you get the bread at.
If you can think it.
Literally.
I probably done it already.
Mm-hmm. True.
One thing I haven't done is donated plasma, so.
Me either. Yes.
I'm going to hit the bell to that. I ain't donated no plasma, nah.
or been an escort for a prostitute.
Exactly.
Not down to nobody who does that stuff, though.
Not at all.
Because sometimes you got
to
get it.
I just ain't did them yet.
You got to get them coins how you live.
Exactly.
Jack of all trades.
Plasma.
That's the jack of all trades of a Pisces.
Yes.
That's what y'all do.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I heard that the sound engineer is a cusp. She is a Aries.
No, she's an Aquarius.
Pisces.
Yeah.
So, yes, we have that in common.
And Pisces are my mirror sign, and I'm a Virgo.
So yes. Mm-hmm. We are.
We all squad in here, except for Scorpio.
And I'm a Scorpio.
Well, we are me and Mill are both water signs.
Yeah.
So, yes, we're in the water family.
Mm-hmm. Water fam. I'm Earth fam over here. I stay on the Earth.
Yeah.
Where things happen.
Right. Where evil things happen.
Exactly. Not too much dangerous things going in the water.
Oh, that's a lot of danger.
Well, I'm not going to be on here long. I just...
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Go ahead. No.
No, go ahead. I'm sorry.
What was you going to say?
I was just going to say, but this is a topic, so you say finish what you were going to say.
I was going to get in what I was going to talk about, so what was you
going to
say?
Go ahead.
Ooh. I wonder if we go to Tropical Smoothie, would they give you a free smoothie for your birthday? Because I was just thinking about
Stop scheming on smoothies.
I could use a smoothie right about now.
Go ahead.
Shout out to Tropical Smoothie.
Go ahead, Shamil.
But anyways, I didn't really have anything to talk about, so I guess I
want to ask Mel a question.
Go ahead. 21 questions.
This is a question that is directed to being blind, and it's a serious question. So I want to know, Mel, when it comes to being blind, what beyond what the standard misconception is, what do you think the misconception is with the use of technology?
As far as what? Just everything?
Yeah.
Or personally,
because I remember you told me that people couldn't believe that you could check your own mail, which I don't think that's hard if you can put a key in a door and turn it.
Well, people feel like I can't put a key in a door or bring my groceries upstairs.
Or walk.
So when it comes to technology, what is the misconception?
Well, people feel like I have a special phone. People feel like Apple is everything. So people feel like Apple makes special phones for people that are blind.
And it's not. No. Yeah. You got a regular Apple phone.
Even if you have a government phone that's like touchscreen or something.
Govies.
You can... You can turn the, it's just an accessibility feature in settings. So you go to settings and you press accessibility. I have a video on my page, a blind chick on Facebook, and it kind of shows you how I use my phone. Cause it's not that hard. It just talks to me. It taps and I just, you know, it just reads the letters and all that type of stuff. It's not really a big deal. I'd rather use my phone than a computer. Because
like
it's
everybody.
A software called... No, that's not true.
No, everybody... people are used to their phone being in their hand.
Yeah, but I'm talking about as far as the blind people.
Mm-hmm.
Like, a lot of people like to use the computer. I like to use my phone. I don't like the talking with the computer. It's really, really annoying. And if you're a person like me that comes from a place where... You are like a computer geek. You always sit on a computer all day, every day. And then you have to go from just being on a computer with a mouse, using all the keystrokes and something is talking to you. I'm getting used to it now, but I don't particularly like it.
Mm-hmm.
You could change the voices and stuff like that, but...
It's annoying on a computer.
It's already bad because you got to deal with people... Everything is annoying to everybody else. You know, so
You know what's so crazy? I was at a doctor's appointment with her and this guy talked about her phone for 5 minutes instead of just asking her like, oh, because she can't see, she can't hear. And he was just like, oh, she got a special made Apple. I heard about people calling in Apple and getting them to make their phones. I'm like, what number is that, sir? And can you hand it here?
With technology, because I'm blind, everything is annoying to everybody else. So I can't literally like go in a doctor's office and just be on my phone like everybody else because people get aggravated.
I was going to ask you that. Do you feel like by you being blind that your privacy is limited?
It is.
Yeah, but my phone talks really, 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 really fast. So no one can understand it anyway.
But her.
But.
It's kind of funny.
And probably other people that are blind can understand it. Not everybody, because even some blind people be like, your phone talks too fast for them. But I like it talks. And I just like it to talk fast anyway, because talking slow is just annoying. But, I mean, it annoys me. So I look at other people like, how do you think I feel? Like, I don't want all this shit talking to me. But you talk about it's annoying to me. It's annoying to you, but it's annoying to me too.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I always say being blind is not easy, and it's just one of those days today where I wish I could see. I'm sorry, but I'm just not having a good day.
That's cool.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
everybody, I'm not having a good day. I feel sick.
You know, I want to say, I don't know if I can say this or not. I don't want it to incriminate me and get me in trouble later on. So I won't touch into it too deeply. But I will say this. Yeah, I will say this. You know, this past, I would say maybe 2 weeks worth, I've had been going through some things. I wouldn't say the devil had been working on me. And my timing chain went out on the car. Yeah. And, you know, that kind of interrupted things because then, you know, some people have I call them a hood mechanic. Some people call them your local mechanic. You know, my hood mechanic, he was, you know, playing around, taking all day. Then my car insurance, it skyrocketed to $700. And I'm just like, all of these things are hitting me so hard. And I just had to take a breath, and I just had to chill
but
and just start thinking.
But it was like I told you, like, when I talked to you earlier, it's like, sometimes God be telling us to sit and stay still.
Yeah.
For a reason.
Yes, I
like,
agree with that.
Because I told you, when I talked to you the first time, I'm like, God must be doing this to me for a reason. Like, he want me to sit still.
I agree.
Like, do what you supposed to do. But at the end of the day, sit still inside your house.
Yeah.
Because when I did venture outside, I literally met this guy who had got shot the night before and showed me his gunshot wound and all this stuff. And I'm like, where you get shot at? So I can now not, walk down that street. And I'm not laughing, but it was just like, he was so random. Like, I just got shot yesterday. And I was like, please don't do that. Don't show nobody else your gunshot wound, sir, like that. Like, this is not nothing to be proud of. And it's 4:00 in the morning, you at the gas station right now, and you just got shot last week. You should be at home recuperating.
He did.
But he was. But guess what he was doing?
Nothing. Something bad.
He was at the gas station buying cigarettes while smoking a cigarette, while having a hole in his lung from getting shot the prior week. So I said, Jesus, sit me down. Sit me down, God, because I'm going to sit. And I sat. After I seen him, I was like, nah, I'm good.
But I had to stay positive within it all, and everything started working out. So I believe as of tomorrow, everything will be in a new direction. I should have my car back. I was able to figure out how to get my car insurance back to a price I can afford. It's just, I'm telling you, man, some days we have days that ain't good, and some days we have days that's just
how about you forget days that ain't good? How about we have weeks that are not good?
I done had a few of those where you just be like, what am I going to do?
I don't know. It's just, sometimes I just don't know.
I agree. I agree. I have them days too. Like, I'll call one of y'all and be like, I didn't use all my thought resources. Now I need to expand to somebody else who can bring something. Because I know I didn't call Emil a few times, like, Emil, I didn't thought about A, B, C. They all failed. Yeah. I didn't did Z, X, and Y, and W.
I didn't they did all failed. X, Y,
and what about G, H, I, Mill? And she gave me some pointers on some stuff. And I'm telling you, sometimes you just got to ask other people for some inspiration, ideas.
Yeah, that's the thing. Like, people be so scared nowadays to talk to people because they don't want people to know their information.
Yes.
But it's a way to talk to someone.
You know, the new way is, I'm asking for a friend.
Yeah.
That's the new way now, you know.
I'm asking for a friend.
You single, I'm asking for a friend. Even though that's been always the age-old thing. I'm asking for a friend. It's like prevalent, and now it's like a little meme or whatever. But people always did that, though.
Exactly.
That ain't nothing new.
That's why it's there. That's why it's funny. But y'all here, Shamil? Y'all have nothing to talk about? So what was the point?
That's why I thought to like keep going. Like
anyways.
That.
I guess.
So, now, I don't know. Like, look, y'all. Nah, I'm about to say something. I don't want y'all being no thieves to what we talking about now. Now, I came to Mill. I said, what are some things that we could do for the blind community. And I've always been interested in
this. I don't
thing
want you to say these things.
That's why I'm saying I don't want nobody to steal it. But I have some ideas. You know what? I ain't going to say it. Since they said don't say it, I'm not going to say it. But I have some ideas.
Listen, girl. I have people tell me that I'm not doing nothing, but then literally steal my tweet word for word to promo my stuff.
Now, I'm not going to lie. So, I come up with slogans and little words and little songs. I'm just a creative person. Right. You know, that's in my sign. My sign is a very creative person. I'm very intuitive. I'm very creative. Mm-hmm. So they can tell you, both of them can tell you, I can come up with a song off the top of my head, and then maybe some months later, somebody will be singing it. Somebody would have said those same words
said.
I didn't came up with businesses' names, and people didn't came out with the name.
But we have sat in a room, all three of us, and talked about complete business plans, and then we turned around and see a watered down
shit. Yes. Yes.
Yeah,
so I'm not going to say it then, since they said, because then the next thing I know, that's going to be the new hottest idea. Yeah. And I had already said it.
And I'm good.
And people feel like, because, you know, we just don't have eyesight. But sometimes I don't even want to be a part of the black community, dog. Like,
now, she was telling me some things how it's like, it's, you know, now I'm going to say this. Every, and it's, I don't know how to put it in the right words, but it's like, it's of course it's straight and of course it's gay, but we have subgroups within that. You know what I'm saying? So there's subgroups.
It's like, okay.
And those subgroups have their own lives.
But exactly. I'm just saying, people.
Blind people.
Outside of straight, we're just blind.
They're
it's
all
just,
the same.
It's not.
But they have their own dramas.
Exactly.
Yeah. And you know? It could be so much drama. Like, I plan on doing a support group after I'm done with all the million things that I'm doing right now. I just can't take on one more thing. But people, my support group is only going to be for people in my age group. I'm sorry. I don't want anybody 40 plus.
You shouldn't
I just
be sorry.
Don't. But people come up to me and say, y'all millennials, y'all act crazy. I said, but y'all older people are the same way. Mm-hmm. I said, y'all talk about us, but y'all
sometimes
be sleeping with each other.
Men, you know.
Y'all just, it's no difference. You would think that I'd be able to come to a 50-year-old and say, give me this advice. Give me this. Give me that. And then you acting like a 21-year-old.
I mean, well, they kind of like invented the way that we and we just, like, chose, like, no, we're not going to act exactly like the baby boomers, girl.
But,
you know, listen, baby boomers, y'all do way entirely
they taking
much.
All the money.
Shut.
I'm not being mean. I'm just being real.
I mean,
if you have done research,
all of us
taking
in this,
all of the Social Security.
Listen,
they're taking it.
If you in your early 30s, we taking over for the baby boomers because we working like slaves. We got like 5 jobs and stuff.
And they taking
because
the
they taking all of our Social Security.
And
okay?
They living longer too. Yeah. Keep
and
that
they
in
living
mind.
To 90.
But I did say, like, I think my last episode I talked
they
about.
They just won't go away.
Anxiety, and I was talking about signs, and I said, when we all come together, I said, you're a Pisces, I'm a Scorpio, and she a Virgo. I said, so the Virgo researched till she can't research no more.
True.
You gonna get up, and you gonna be like, you research. If I tell Antoine, I got this bomb idea. But
by
we
tomorrow,
gotta
I'm
be
ready.
Yeah.
I done got the location.
6 o'clock in the morning.
I done got it all.
And then me,
let's go.
I'm gonna be on the phone getting every document we need to make this right.
Time
so
check.
Like we,
time check is 6:44. Just letting you know.
We you know what I'm saying? We all work together. You know, we all work together in our own way. So that's why we mesh well together, because we just are all go-getters in our own way. We just do it at our own pace and our own time.
Yes.
But when we come together, like, you can really, we all get each other to, like, move.
Yeah,
like, get up. Like, go. Like, start it. Either you gonna do it or either not.
Or you not.
Right.
Like, we're very much the clique that's like, look, you said you want to do this. We got
do
it all
it
together.
And
are we doing
it
or we're not?
Yeah.
No. We gonna do it.
Because I'm all telling right. you, I'll be trying to do a million and one things in 24 hours. And and I still need 8 hours of sleep.
I'm trying to do.
But I'm telling
I'm
you.
Doing stuff on the internet. I'm walking. I'm talking. I'm active in the world. Still on my phone like, oh, got to send this email. Like, it's just, I don't know. But me and you, was kind of second nature. Like, we grew up kind of like that together. Yeah. Like, yes. We was always on the run.
Yes.
Like, trying always running. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not even going to say half the stuff we used to do. Some of
you
it was
can't.
Illegal.
Because the
I'm
the,
not even going to lie.
The statute of limitations illegal. For some of those things are not up. Because unfortunately, we're only in our early 30s.
Exactly.
So we can't say everything.
Crazy.
It's crazy. Because we done tried not literally everything, like we said before. But with the exception of giving our plasma away,
we ain't uninformed when it comes to the illegal arena. We know about it.
Yeah.
Well, you said that you're an actor, right?
Yes.
So there's this guy, his name is Sammy Brooks, right?
Mm-hmm.
He went blind later on in life, but he continued his acting career.
Really? I'm going to look him up.
Yep, we got to wrap up on this.
Yeah, he, a lot of things didn't really
so
put
tell
up.
Us a little bit more about him.
It really didn't pull up a whole lot, but I'm going to put the other information on my page.
That's at a blind chick on Facebook.
Yeah, I'm going to copy and paste it because I'm still kind of
like the page.
Researching him, but I just want to bring him up so you guys can go and kind of research him for yourself because I just find that amazing.
What's a notable project that he did?
It didn't come up like on Safari on my phone. Nothing would come up, so I'm going to have to Google it. And I've been trying to do it for 2 days. So I brought him up to say you got into acting late. You know what I'm saying? And you didn't start when you were a kid or your mom didn't have you in certain things and stuff like that. But for a person to sit and become an actor and a painter and they go blind or something happened to them tragically later on, it's amazing to me because a person can just give up. People tell me every day, "Oh, you so strong, you so this, you so that." I say, well, your instincts just
kick in.
You know, they just automatically kick in. I'm a strong-willed person anyway. But it's like some people tell me all the time, I would have killed myself. I would have did. I'm like, okay, thank you.
I'm one of those people.
You know, like, okay.
On real stuff, sorry. I'm a very visual person.
I don't know.
I mean, you can be visual and be blind as well.
Like Mill said on her first episode, she was depressed. Mm-hmm. I would have been depressed too. I would have been depressed too.
Depression is a given.
I mean, I didn't think I was depressed because I didn't know what depression was. I've never been through it before. But everybody kept telling me I was, but I'm like, no, I'm not. I'm still getting out the bed. I'm still doing certain things. So, you know, I just didn't know how to go about doing those things because I didn't know certain things exist.
To me, the depression part is you questioning God. Mm-hmm. To me, that's the depression
aspect.
That's
exactly what it is.
It's the questioning part to me. You know what I'm saying? Versus, because at the end of the day, behind closed doors, that's what you were saying. You know, God, why me?
Why did you do this?
Yeah, you know, why is this happening to me?
And then when you figure out what your purpose is, then you firm.
I still don't know what my purpose is.
I mean, but
the purpose is where you are right now.
Right, but you're finding it every day.
Because like we had conversations before when you were telling me about when you go to the schools and you go to the programs and you do all those things, you don't find many individuals in your age group.
And
I know you always stress that you want to start these support groups for your age group because it's nothing
already
geared, catered to them. So that is, you know, a lot of times we don't really tap into our gifts.
That's true.
And sometimes our disabilities are gifts. We just
or you
don't know
what
it.
We also do? We also sometimes let others lead us into what we think our gifts are when that's not it. And, you know, I think that was my problem a lot being younger. I was not being the leader that I know that I was, because I felt like, oh, if I want to lead, or if I was leading a situation, I felt like I wasn't letting others participate. And so, and that's not sure, you know, if you lead a situation, that doesn't mean you're stopping others from participating.
No.
It's just that you're taking the lead, and you're supposed to be like, you come in and you do this and you do this, and everybody right. work as a team.
Right.
So, you know, I thank God for you two, because, you know, you guys have got me to realize a lot about myself,
mm-hmm.
And about, like, how I am and what I choose to do and stuff like that. So
everybody serves a purpose.
Yeah.
We just have to find out what
and
our
we
got to
sit
is.
In our roles, and you be the queen or the king of that role.
Exactly.
And you play your, like old folks say, play your role. And exactly. play it right.
Exactly.
Because you know, but when see, you fall into where you're supposed to be.
People don't know.
You, when you fall into that slot, you're there already. The battle is
now, this is what I'm going to say. And, all right. And this
closing
is
statement.
This is my closing statement, and I'll sum it up really quickly. How you will know that you in the right direction is everything will start falling into place, and
yes.
things will start happening that you didn't think was going to happen.
Ever.
Good. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So when you true. In a certain path and everything is coming at you that's positive,
yeah.
you should know then this is where you were supposed to be. And a lot of times we don't get there at the time we want to get there, but we get there. You just have to do the work to get there. You
right.
know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
You got to do small parts. And when you do those
like
small
Oprah
parts,
like Oprah says that we always used to laugh at her for saying, do the work.
Yes.
She's
and that's
correct.
A true statement. And that's a true statement. And I'm going to say this one thing and then I'm going to let it go. Like Mio said, I wasn't a child actor. I wanted to be an actor for a long time, and I was doing certain things in middle school, high school to be that. But things pushed me in the other direction. I was interested in business. So I went to college and I took business classes to learn about business. Acting was always in the back of my mind. And then when I got close to being 30, I said, I want to be an actor. I want to see what this can do for me. This is something I've always been interested in. And I've been at it since then. And yeah. I feel like if I wasn't in the
and
right
I've
place.
And I've seen you mature.
Exactly.
Because when you first started out, I still had your videos on my phone.
Tapes. Some
and
horrible ones.
I was watching them the other day. I still got some videos on my phone, and I said, he's really came from.
Yeah, a long
sounding like I'm
way.
Reading from the
yeah.
paper.
No, for real.
I mean, you will see.
No, seriously.
You will see your maturity.
Congratulations to you. That's some
thank
real
you.
Shit.
Been,
because you came
getting more gigs way. And, you know, stuff like that. Like, you. That's a form of maturity, because if you wasn't maturing, the gigs wouldn't be flowing.
Exactly.
Your way.
Exactly.
So, I am. I'm proud of you.
So it don't matter how old you are. If you're passionate about something and it is something that's reasonable, it is obtainable.
Or yeah. you can be, what do we say?
Now, I don't know about so. Being no million-dollar signed rapper at 40, 45.
Nah,
but, you know, it's other things that are obtainable.
Nah,
and I want to say this one last thing before I close out and move along. I just want to say that we have to start telling our community that we go to school and we get a job to go work for somebody else.
True.
We need to be telling our community to find out a trade that they're interested in.
And there's nothing wrong with, like you said, taking classes to find out, you know, get more on the what you want to go into. Like,
and what
exactly.
you are interested classes. In. You know what I'm saying? Like,
but take those classes and
find
something. Because back in the days, we had open businesses for blacks and other races.
Mm-hmm.
It was a big boom. That was what you were supposed to do. You open up a business. You own something for yourself. And then nowadays, it's just old people telling you, instead of back in the day, it was like, you open up something for yourself. Nowadays, they're saying, go to work. Go to the plant. You know, and stuff like
and
that. So.
And we got to stop telling each other that, because, not to be mean, but Tom and John and all of them, they're telling their sons
to go
get a master's
right.
degree
yeah.
and start a business. That's what they're telling their children
and,
to
and
do.
This is
and
what
we need to start telling our children to do. If your child is interested in video games, why not ask them, hey, Do you want to take some classes on learning how to build a video game?
Or join a video game
league. I was just about to say, like, we don't have to take the traditional route of getting a degree and doing this anymore, because we see now it's proven that people have become famous with nothing.
Exactly.
With no education at all. Dropped out of middle school, some people. So we have to realize, too, that at one point in time, school used to be free.
But get your high school diploma.
Get that, anything, for real.
Get that.
No, because for real, that opens at up the doors. Very least nowadays, that you need your high school diploma, because you need at least that. Because you have to be able to form sentences.
Yes.
And know what words to
use. And it starts at home. Teach your kids how to read.
Yes.
Instead of having them singing Amigos and Cardi B and Nicki Minaj.
Because if they can remember those words, they can remember a book.
Yes.
Or they cussing and all this type of stuff. ABCs and 1, 2, 3s.
Come on now.
It's too many functioning illiterates, no matter what color you are in the United States of Michigan. It is. I mean, United States, period. It's just too much, y'all. It starts at home. The teacher can't do everything.
Exactly. I'm with that.
The teacher can't do everything from elementary school on up. The teacher can't do everything. Start at home.
Really. Yeah, everything starts at home. That's why we were talking earlier. I was like, yo, like, you know, like, it's not really, like, our fault. Like, you can't expect, like, the one thing I'm starting to hate is that I see on the internet is people with kids, when their kids get caught doing something in school, they're like, oh, but they got that from TV. Like,
who told
monitor
them to go watch the TV?
The TV.
Who told
That's why
them,
they
though?
Created all of this, these locks and stuff. Apply them. Or if you feel like your TV is going to be free, at least take the time out to then explain
like
to
I
your
was
child.
Telling y'all, it's small things to change generational problems.
It is.
Literacy
Very
is something
small
that's
things.
Generational and that can be changed. Instead of saying, go sit down and watch TV, go
Say,
sit down and read a book. Go
That's
sit
what
down
my mother
and go
or
read
our
a
famous
book.
Thing. Mama, how you spell this? Go get the dictionary.
Exactly.
Yes. Yes.
Or the thesaurus.
Yes.
To learn how to
be
use
like,
the words correctly.
Well, we all know how to spell it. Sound it out.
Exactly. Like,
and
it's
we
just
used to think
small
our moms
things.
Was being smart ass.
Or crazy, like, but I can't spell dinosaurs. Sound it
no,
out.
I know.
Sorry.
Like,
it's small things that can and that'll change in your child.
That'll improve your life and others.
Like we were talking about before about the meals. And how we were talking about how now mothers, they quick to throw something in the
some
microwave.
Some noodles or something.
And that's why these kids are having juvenile diabetes.
Yes.
That's why these kids are having health problems like adults that adults should be having at like 30 and 40.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's just, or sometimes stuff is hereditary and you just don't know.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, because that's what happened to me. So I'm not going to say to my, oh, I was eating, you know, I didn't eat a lot of candy or drink no pop when I was little. I drank a lot of water, but things can still happen. But you just have to, you know, some things are misdiagnosis. And just because a doctor give you something, you do not have to put it in your mouth.
Exactly.
No pill, no penicillin, no whatever. You don't have to put it in your mouth. Research anything somebody gives to you because it could be more harmful than good.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
They throwing all this medicine at us, but it's killing us. It's not doing anything for
I'm
us.
I'm telling you.
It's not doing anything for us.
I'm all about being natural and using natural stuff from the earth to heal you and
yes.
et cetera.
Yes, exactly. You guys think that it's a natural wave, but this has been going on forever.
Mm-hmm.
Like, my mother and my grandmother I'm glad they installed that in us as a family. No, put down those chemicals. Use you some cheap vinegar to clean your glass. Go use turmeric to do this. Like, you know, you have to eventually turn that into a lifestyle. That's how my grandmother is 91.
Yep.
And beautiful.
Yes.
Yeah. My grandma, she'll be 81. So, you know, her country,
my
she always tell
90,
me all the time.
He'll be 90 in February.
Exactly.
You know, and it's, you know, people say, oh, put the pop down, put this down. I know people that's 100 and have a Pepsi every day, but it's just that, it's just what you do and how you do it in the moderation.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
So, everyone, how does everybody like this sitting down and chatting It was wonderful chatting with you guys.
Yes. Yeah, it was
a pleasure.
All together. Thank you, Antoine.
Well,
yes, thank
make
you guys
sure
for having me.
You guys shout out, like, follow my brother on all social media.
Give
platforms.
Him your IG one more time.
And it's Antoine period with period the period hair.
Alrighty.
That's on Instagram.
Yes.
You follow Mickey. You follow me on the Blind Chick, a period Blind Chick on Instagram.
And this is going to be all one episode. It's going to be mashed together. So it's Blended After Dark times a Blind Chick,
you know,
for Shamil's, for Millie Mills' birthday.
Anything. Okay. Also, really, really fast.
Go.
If you are a R&B singer, rap.
Please.
What?
R&B singers.
Shut up. Damn it. R&B, whatever you do, rock, whatever. I am doing a thing where I'm looking for someone to do my introduction. Oh. Just their music. Not make me a song, but just
that'd
their music.
Cool.
I'm going to do a live on my page with more information on this.
Okay.
I just need your artist name, your age, the genre of your music, and where you can find your music at. It's going to be email. I want you to email two songs to me, and I'm going to pick, and I'm going to use your songs for at least two of my episodes.
Okay.
That's just a little project that I'm doing.
Yeah.
If you out there and you're any type of musical artist, I'm not biased to anything, just let me know. And I'll shout you out and all that good stuff, SoundCloud artists, YouTube artists, whatever. But that was me on my birthday, a Blind Chick. I'm happy. And my brother
30,
was
30,
here.
30, 30, 30.
And Mickey Knox was here.
Clean
so
30s.
I'm out.